Six decades is a long time for a singer to keep at it after their biggest hit. But that's how long Petula Clark has been at it since Downtown topped the charts for her in 1965. Today, Petula Clark is 85. She won't mind me saying that. It's a sign of her staying power. Her voice was first heard during World War II when she was 9 years old and sang a tune to cheer up the British troops fighting overseas. Then, of course, the 60s when she rode the wave of the British invasion to the U.S. Fast forward to the present, and Petula Clark's come out with her 62nd album, Living for Today.
Hey, I got something to say. Don't blow me away, 'cause I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm living for today, just living for today. Tomorrow never comes anyway, so I'm living for today.
One thing that I find remarkable is that Petula Clark has never gone on a full-blown tour of the United States until now.
Well, I suppose it is a bit surprising. You know, when it all exploded for me over here in 1965 with Downtown and etc., I mean, it was lovely, but I already had a big, big career going on in Europe. I also had two small children. So when America happened, it was fantastic, of course, but it complicated my life somewhat. And there were a lot of things I just couldn't do. I couldn't go off on tour all over America. It was just out of the question. So, you know, I did Vegas because that meant we could take the children with us, you know, for a couple of weeks or three weeks. And it was like a vacation for them. And I did concerts here and there, but I never did an actual tour. So, this is the first time I've done a tour. And it's a bus tour, what's more, which is something that I had never done ever. And it's quite an experience, I'll tell you that.
Does everyone want to hear Downtown, and do you gladly oblige, or does it get a little old after a while?
You know, it's a song that it just goes on and on. And, you know, I sing it in my show, obviously. And as soon as they hear those first notes on the piano, that's it. You know, they're gone. They've gone wild and they're joining in with me. And I never get bored with it because it's a darn good song.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Considering what a global smash it was, I always wondered what the chorus means to someone in a city that doesn't really have a downtown.
I tell you what, I mean, it's been a hit in so many different countries where probably downtown doesn't quite exist the way it does in America. I think they just like the idea of it. They like the image of downtown. And, of course, above all, they love the song. I mean, that melody is known all over the world.
Petula Clark is now winding down her U.S. tour. If you missed it, we'll leave you with a taste of what she sounds like today, a track from her new album that harkens back to that British invasion of the mid-60s.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Petula Clark covering the Beatles' Blackbird. It'll do it for us today. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. See you tomorrow.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be.